Welcome back to the program. Always great to have your texts and your calls. Absolute pleasure to take your calls. And we'll do a little bit of Midday Madness again tomorrow of midday, of course, before I hand over to Bob and Andy. Barry Lester's been good enough to join us, Australian lawn bowler. Barry has partnered with Apia, proudly supporting Bowls Australia to encourage our community to get set, go, to perfect their lawn bowls skills with techniques and trade secrets to encourage living a healthier life. And Barry joins me on the day of the good news that Victoria is starting to open up, or at least Melbourne, metropolitan Melbourne, starting to open up to get closer in line with country Victoria. Welcome to you, Barry. Firstly, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. And yeah, I can't be any more proud of my fellow Victorians. What they've gone through and now where they're at. So well done, and I'm just wrapped for Victoria.
So do you know where we're at with the dusting off of the bowls in metropolitan Melbourne?
Yeah, there's been some dates released. So basically, one of the first big events will kick off just in about the 20th of November. So that's all the metropolitan pennant competitions. So that's really good, really exciting. It's one of the largest bowls competitions in the world, the Victorian Metropolitan Competition. So that's really exciting. I know a lot of my friends have been speaking to their wraps. Victoria actually has the second biggest bowling network in Australia. So it's a big bowls network, over 500 clubs. So, and a lot of clubs out there would be absolutely itching to get it reopened and out there on the greens.
And obviously, with the Ring of Steel coming down as well, there might be a little bit of interaction over summer between country and metro in Victoria, which would be great.
Yeah, that's right. You know, being a country boy myself from country Victoria, knowing the landscape pretty well. Yeah, it'd be great for those country clubs to host, you know, some of their state championships they missed out on earlier in the year. And Victoria run a Victorian Open, which is up around the greater shire of sort of Shepparton and surrounding suburbs. So that's a big event. So Bowls Victoria will be looking to run the Victorian Open soon. And then from an international perspective, it'd be nice in the next few months or early next year, we can look at maybe a Trans-Tasman against New Zealand if everything works out well.
Yeah, that'd be phenomenal. It's pretty exciting stuff, actually, considering the weather's getting better and it's starting to open up for everybody to get back to their local bowls club, because it means so much to people, even those that just go for the social aspect, obviously, Barry.
Yeah, so true. And, you know, the things that Victoria are going to have to go through now, similar to what we've been through the last few months in terms of sanitising all your equipment and, you know, obviously keep social distancing and stuff like that. It's a new normal, but it's better than nothing. So, you know, the Victorians will embrace that and they can get out and enjoy this great game as soon as possible.
Great to have a chat to you, Barry. And if you want to check out Barry's series of videos at the Apia Good Life Hub, that's where you can get them. Apia Good Life Hub, Apia, all about possibilities. Talk to their dedicated specialist today on 13 50 50. Barry, we'll talk next week. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dwayne. Have a great day.
Barry Lester, Australian lawn bowler. That's it for me today. It's been an absolute pleasure to have your company. Don't forget, you can download the Dwayne's World podcast and have a listen to the program, all our interviews, anytime you like. And I'll be back tomorrow for more Midday Madness. You call, you get on. Midday Madness, promise. Love your calls, and we'll be doing it again tomorrow. But here's Bob and Andy. They're coming up next.